Yeah, Dad.
Yeah, Dad. That's a good one.
Yeah, Dad. I've been practicing, Dad. Yeah, Dad.
In the shower?
Sit there in the shower. Yeah, Dad. And then I go, I do my Arnold. And so I do Arnold. I'm like, I'm scrubbing up, getting my muscles all clean. Do it. Come on, clean the muscles. Wash the hair. Do it.
Wait, hey, you need more showers.
And then I practice my job. Hey, here's a guy that likes showers. Hey, it's boom, boom, washing my body. And then I go to Steve. Oh, yeah,
John Madden.
Yeah, dude. What's another one you do that I do spot on? Al Michaels. I go, Al Michaels. I'm washing my body in the shower. Al Michaels.
You know, that's more of a meat wad.
Thursday night football. Yeah, Al Michaels. Yeah, I'm crushing it, dude. I can do all the same.
Can you do a Sean Connery?
Sean Connery washing my body when I'm in the shower. Sean Connery, The Rock. Nailed it. Spot on. Sean Connery was here in the studio.
Well, he's turning in his grave, to be honest with you.
As I said, I'm the man of 1,000 voices, all right? I'm a man of 1,000 voices.
Okay, keep it to one. Your own. How about that?
Come on, do it. Do your impressions. They're so good. Do it. All right, anyway, it's 6:12. We have to do your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. I just have a stroke. I think I did. I think I'm dying.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
I kind of hurt my brain on that one. Good God. What's the deal with all these families fighting aggressively? We had a story yesterday about people throwing tacos at each other. This one, a little bit more aggressive. A father in Cincinnati got angry at his son over the weekend because he wouldn't stop playing guitar. Damn you, Timmy. Stop playing that rock and roll music and go to work. That's not that weird, honestly. However,
you bought him a guitar.
Yeah.
You know, he knew it was going to be loud.
It goes a little bit farther than that, a little deeper. The dad is 79. The son is 50. So they're both grown, okay? It's not like
it's a
35-year-old dad and his teenage son. Like, Dad, I'm going to be a rock and roll star. You'll never stop me. I'm going to keep playing. Anyway.
Cut those strings.
Fred Hensley Jr. had been jamming out for over an hour and refused to stop. So Fred Sr. lost his temper, grabbed a gun, and threatened to shoot him.
Damn.
Then he actually followed through with it. He claims he was just trying to shoot the guitar, but obviously guitars aren't bulletproof. So he ended up hitting his son in the side somewhere in the stomach and ribcage area. Luckily, Jr. didn't die. It sounds like the guitar is toast, though, because police found a bullet in it. After the shooting, they got into a scuffle. Fred Sr. ended up with a fat lip and some cuts on his face. Then he called 911 and told them he accidentally shot his son. They sent an ambulance and got Fred Jr. to the hospital. The dad is facing charges for felonious assault and domestic violence.
Slayer?
Yeah.
Raining blood?
No, I think you wouldn't want someone to stop doing that. But yeah, man, whip that out again. Let's hear that. Maybe it was something annoying. Maybe it was like chopsticks or something.
Chopsticks? Oh.
I honestly
Shut
don't know.
Shut that guitar off!
I'm glad this never happened in my house, because my folks bought me a guitar when I was a young man. And here's the thing about guitar, is it's awesome when you know how to play it. It's horrible when you don't know how to play it. And we've all seen that. Someone picks up a guitar and they're just like, ping, 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 and they just strum, you know, not playing any chords. So yeah. I'm super happy that at one point, my parents didn't lose their temper and come and shoot me when I was learning how to play guitar.
See, your parents didn't really think ahead. My parents were on top of the game. You know, my parents got me as a kid a sandbox. You know what? How much noise a sandbox makes? Zero.
Not to mention it's outside. Like, look, we'll just get him something.
Outside.
He's outside. We won't even know he's there, honey. It'll be great. He can stay hours. Him and the cat, they just play there in the sandbox for hours. And
we're going to make a box out in the yard. We're going to fill it with sand.
I'm
gonna play in it.
I'm very impressed that my parents didn't lose it when I was learning how to play guitar, because it was not good. I'm still not good. Like I still could be shot if they wanted to. Like, it's fair. I'd understand.
Yeah, I'd be careful. I'd be careful.
You're out there. You're
especially Kiki around. She's probably a little on edge. You know, she has to deal with you at home all the time.
You're learning how to play. One of the first songs I learned how to play was "Smoke on the Water." Dun. Ah, damn it. Ah, damn it.
And you're dead.
No more smoke on the water. No more smoke on the water. All right.
At least Yeah, I got no choice. Let's move on. Let's move on.
You know, I had a great ending there. I capped it off perfectly.
But it didn't work. It wasn't going to work.
And then you went and ruined it. That's your 6 a.m. WTF for the day.